Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Okay, welcome back to D&D, the 5th edition, when we last left our unlikely fellowship. We were about to attack the Red Brands who had kidnapped the hostages. We see their campfire before us, and there was a very non-bird-like call from the bushes to the left.
Now this is spending half an hour trying to kill three people.
You guys killed them. I was kind of like...
You distracted
I was waving my great big sword around, like, ineffectually.
Remember those of you that have Bless still activated?
Yes.
And this is literally, it just got casted.
For the whole combat.
Yep.
Yay!
Okay.
We have Nimble Nick hiding there with her amazing stealth.
Woohoo!
These are the hostages. You notice the mother and her two children. They're all tied up, laying on the ground. Looks like they're just roughly thrown down.
These Red Brands need
two of the Red Brands that you can see out in the open are basically guarding them and looking around. And unfortunately, when the hoo-hoo came from the bushes, they are looking at you and prepared.
Now, I'm just saying, this might be a harder fight, so we might need some AoE. So I'm just saying, 2 out of 3 isn't that bad. It's like a 70%.
Kids probably have less hit points than mom.
Let's not.
It'd be 66.
This isn't the movie Speed.
Don't shoot the hostage.
It wouldn't be 70%. It would be. It's 1/3. So that would be 66.
It's 66.6 repeating.
Yeah. Exactly.
6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6.
Stop it.
Everyone roll initiative since everyone sees everyone.
Oh, I got 19.
So I'm natural 20.
22.
Keeping with my tradition, a 1.
18.
I got an unnatural 20 again.
16.
This means I'm going to miss more.
You broke the teens.
I did. I'm so
Xander,
excited.
Unnatural 20.
Okay. So first, we have Nimble Nick. What are you going to do? You are currently hidden.
Okay. I'm going to... Hold it. Let's see here. I've got 80 feet, so these are 5, right?
Yep.
So since there's technically, I can double. So it would be 16 of those squares, so I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot him.
You're within range. Okay. You're going to shoot him?
Yep.
Wait, how'd that math work?
If that's 5, that means I can, and I need to get 80.
She's basically
so
breaking the
16.
Math down. She can go 16 squares with her bow because it has a range of 80.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, so that's 65 feet. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
We are like marathon runners.
And is a 12 good enough to hit?
A 12 is not good enough to hit.
Damn.
As it...
And then I'm going to hide.
Okay, so you're
going to move up.
Stealth into the bushes. Give me a stealth and see how well you hide.
18 plus 7, baby.
You are part of the bush.
Yes.
As your arrow swings through the air and hits the fire behind
25.
The bandit, sprinkling embers on the children, making them scream.
Oh, that was uncalled for.
It doesn't do any damage, just scared them because the fire just kind of exploded.
Ah, okay. As long as
all right,
not
so
hurt.
Next we have a tie between you two.
I'm 18.
You're sorry.
How can I be tied?
Yeah.
You're right.
It's like.
Okay,
I'm
Sultan,
willing to be go. I'm
what are you
to
going
go
to
next.
Do?
I want to try my new spell.
What's
okay.
The range on it?
But
you gotta
range.
Move up.
I'm just gonna count. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 30, 40, 45. Super not in range. I'm not going to try my new spell.
What's the range in your spell?
35. Yeah, it's super not in range.
You could move that
way. No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not going in.
Go expose yourself.
Stop it!
You could go into the middle of the death funnel.
So is there a way I could try to...
Because after all, you'll be flanked the rest
Jocelyn,
of the team.
I didn't know you were drinking.
Is there a way I can try to...
Be careful, she's going to titter again.
Is trying to find him a full action?
You're trying to... Yeah, it would be your action if you're trying to peer what's in the bushes.
Find the mysterious hooting.
You know what's not a full action?
What's not a full action?
Burning hands. I want to do burning hands.
Okay. Into the bushes?
She's good.
I'm going to shoot the darkness.
You would want to move up, probably.
It's area effect.
Yeah.
So okay, you're going to move up to, like, right here in Napalm the Forest?
That's good to go, yeah. Well, we're...
That's me.
Oh.
You're the one with the staff.
So if you go there, that'll give you the best bang for your buck.
Person with the bow.
No, not that way. This way.
Just figuring.
At
least my finger's blonde.
Okay, go ahead and...
I don't roll. You make an agility... If you succeed, you take half damage.
Okay. First goes small forest animals.
All the bushes don't make their
way. You hear squirrels explode into flames. That one's for Daryl.
I hate this.
And you hear someone screaming, I'm on fire, I'm on fire, I'm on fire!
Six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11. 11 points of damage.
Damn.
Take that, squirrels!
Just been dying to use those burning hands.
My hands are magic.
That's what the ladies always say. And a forest fire has begun. I was giving it a 40% chance and I get rolled up 10.
Remember, only you can cause
fire. Well, maybe this is much more exciting.
Oh, God,
Kelly,
now Smokey the Bugbear's going to come up.
Lady Curly.
Can I charge?
Bugbears.
Does he light on fire?
Is that
me? May I see the book? I will give it back, and you're already burning down the woods. You don't need it.
You've already set the forest.
I didn't start the fire.
But you did.
It was always burning since the world was turning.
But you did.
We're not telling the cops that.
Oh,
no, we need to get a short straight.
Okay. No, it was there. We came across it. The Red Brand started it.
So it was, they had a fire.
Yes.
And then died, so they couldn't stop the fire when they left.
So it was smoke inhalation, not all the arrows I'm going to put into them.
No, it was smoke inhalation. You were just trying to perforate their lungs.
That's not one of the options they have now. Basically, what you could do,
it was mercy
instead of an attack, you could do a dash, which would double your speed.
And then could I use my action surge after
you
my
could.
Dash?
Yeah.
Would dashing get me up to...
What's your speed?
That's what a delightful question. 30 feet.
30?
If you go to the woods tonight...
Yeah.
I will dash... For the calling name, you knaves! And then I will action surge, and I will... Give this back to the citizen.
And I will give you inspiration point for that.
I feel inspired.
What?
You should so roll a D4.
You are inspired. And don't forget a D4.
Oh, D4.
Because all the fire that ever was.
I
should
have gotten that.
Right. So, will they? And so it's 16 there. And then plus 4, so that's 20.
That will definitely hit.
Yay.
And all right. And then it's a D8. It's 4 plus, that's 5, that's 8 plus, and so it's 8 damage on terrible
as you slice ruffian. Into the guy, and you hear the woman go, thank God, help has arrived!
That included your plus 1 from the sword and the plus from your extra D4?
The plus 1 for
is
damage.
The,
no, it's just for attack.
Okay.
Just
for attack.
Oh, yes. No, it's... Yes. All of the pluses.
But you put the strength modifier on your attack.
Yep.
Yes, I did.
All right. So next we have...
Okay, when we're done, let's interrogate their children first.
We will... Not interrogating the hostages.
We will have the red... This Red Brand will try to stab back at you.
They got higher than an 18?
They didn't get higher than 18. Did I skip you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I did skip you. What would you like to do?
I'm like, I want to go. Galen, who?
Oh, yes, Galen should have gone before me.
You left me off the intro, and now you're...
Oh! Good thing you didn't notice I did two times in a row.
Yeah, really. Okay, so I'm using
Podcast
my inspiration. I'm firing on the other fellow.
This one?
Yeah,
okay.
Got fired with my arrow. And it's like...
I deserve the attention.
This Red Rand will wear my feathered shaft as an ornament.
Ooh, cool.
Woo! 17.
No, that's a 12.
strength.
No, oh, trust me, that's more than 17.
And don't forget
that's
your plus 1d4.
20. Oh, I forgot the plus.
I feel bad. I
roll it at the same time. I roll your d20.
120. Not
that will hit.
I should have shouted something cool when I lit him on fire, like I don't know, like fire in the hole.
Or fire right, woman, so you're to blame.
You're fired.
You just turn around and go, hey guys, be careful, the red brands have started a forest fire!
11 points of damage.
11 points of damage.
Okay.
That is a serious arrow.
Take that arrow to the knee.
I used to be a red brand, but then I took an arrow to the knee.
Do I get inspiration back for that lovely quip? Thank you.
Okay. So now it is the red brand.
Is it just me or is it getting hot in here? Could have come up with a lot.
Step away from
it's
the
okay,
lines.
Man. It's okay. It happens.
We're going to have to book it though when it's time to go.
Don't tell that to the mage. He's always dropping his book.
This red brand is going to swing at Lady Coraline with all his might and all his abilities.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. And will an unnatural 20 hit?
Just hits.
Okay, 5 points
wait a minute,
of damage.
I thought you had to plus one to hit you. She's blessed.
Does blessing do anything for armor class?
Just to
save.
Nope,
for saving those.
Okay.
And then he's going to swing again. Because he is vile, but he only got a 14, which means it skittered off your armor on the back thrust.
Ha ha! Red brand fiend.
Good try.
Then this one is going to...
Oh no, he did.
And he's going to try to attack you.
Oh, I want to shoot again.
Oh!
Will the 19 hit?
Do ties go to the player or the...
Ties go to the defender. It's actually the attacker.
No, then he hits.
But I thought with the shield, you're...
I could have...
I'm at 19 with the shield.
Yep.
I could have said...
So 5 more points.
I could have said, this woods is on fire. It's a lot of could have done.
Sultan has many good lines, but no
he's
good
he's got time. Fire in your brain.
And a second swing... We'll miss again, thank God, with all your armor on. It's just skittering off your armor.
That's good because I have 4 hit points left. But I have distracted them.
You have.
I could have
this
said...
This one is going to start scampering out of the fire forest fire.
I could have said,
off into
Red
the
Brands, you better run. It's the heat.
That would have been a good one. Yeah. I would have liked that one.
Could have said so many now.
And a guy over here pops out with a short bow.
Oh, dear heavens.
And
is he a red brand?
He is a red brand.
Okay.
He was their other lookout in the other trail.
I thought they have a lot of people alive.
He's got a sweet hat.
He does.
I want that hat.
No, will a 12 hit your armor class?
No, it will not.
As all of a sudden you see this guy pop out of the bushes and thwinks an arrow out of a very cumbersome
guy,
bow that just thinks thunks in
but
your
a red
shield.
Brand's running away.
All right,
you can take
and
care of him.
Thrain,
we're
what are you going to do?
I'm
going to
move 5.
And
our 1, 2, 3, 4.
He pushes the salted elf.
And then I'm going to sacred flame him. He's well within range.
Yep.
Excellent.
Okay, so he has to make a DC save against 13.
Okay, I get it, but now you're just copying me.
Nope.
He does not make
1d8.
It.
1d8.
I mean, I did.
That was a
wisdom
save, right?
Oh, yes.
Ooh. Okay, yeah. He explodes in the holy fire. The flames of the Wanderer descend upon this path. On this point. And just incinerate him.
You like showing me up?
No, it was just a thing I did. I don't like it at all.
His fire did more than your fire.
It was a
very
nice
fire. Guy, though, so.
I only do one time. It's not my
no,
fire.
No, it didn't.
It's not my fire anyway.
It's the holy fire of the Wanderer.
Wait, my fire did 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you burned the forest down.
I just borrowed this power.
and you took
I'm not consumed by hubris.
Oh! At least I don't have to rely.
That is awesome.
At least I don't have to rely on a sky patriarch to, you know, do something.
Ooh. Okay, can we start the fighting?
And as we get
to
the top of the
initiative,
no, this is good dwarf elf stuff.
This is great dwarf elf stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Nimble Nick.
Did Carrie go?
No, you're the top of the order.
You're the top of the order.
You're the top of the order.
All right, I'm going to shoot him.
Okay. You do have an ally adjacent, by the way.
Kill him in the face.
I mean, you know what?
Can I go back to being this guy? I like this guy better.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to be a bad guy.
Oh, no. He's bigger.
Yeah. Is a... I don't think a 14 is good enough to hit.
Your arrow goes singing off into the night.
I wasted my advantage for that.
Hey, you didn't botch.
And
thank you.
So what was your roll?
Thank you.
It was a 14.
14 will actually hit.
Oh, okay. So don't since forget. That means I get the...
Uh-huh.
Ooh, okay, 8 plus 3, so 11 points of damage.
Damn. Okay, thwap, your arrow hits him and he falls into the fire, spreading cinders everywhere.
Why is I'm going to move up now. Why is everything here about? So I can get a line of sight on him.
Okay.
Yeah, are it's you gonna, my turn.
Are you going to try to hide again? Yeah. You going to use your bonus action?
Yeah. And I'm going to do it. Unnatural 20.
Ooh, that will do it. Yay. Okay. It seven. Is actually Carrie's yes. turn. Because remember, we skipped her last time. She's an 18, you're 16.
No,
no actually, she's a 20. You're 20. No, you're
you
a 20. You're
about?
Right.
Now you're skipping me.
it's salty.
Don't get salt in your ears.
So the guy that should be dead is running
the
away.
The burning guy, yeah.
Can I see him since he is a ball of
I will
fire
give
running.
You, yes, you can see
I'm
him.
I'm going to ray of frost him.
It might put the fire out.
But first fire you burn out. Him, then you frost
hey,
him.
Hey, cool off.
I'm gonna slow you down so the forest fire catches
and
up.
And I shoot the fire off of him.
On the plus side, you fired your frost bolt. It did not hit him.
Put the fire out.
But it hit a tree branch that just saved a mama bird and her baby bird.
Question.
From the impending fire you do.
Is he on fire?
I guess squabs
he is burnt. He is not actually on fire.
So the forest catches on fire.
The forest
but
the
person doesn't?
Yes.
Yes, but that one tree's fine now.
He's the champ. He can do whatever he wants.
I feel like he should be on fire.
40% chance. Ooh, something on him is on fire. Small little burning patch of his pants.
Okay, cool.
Methane cock.
Okay.
That's terrible.
I don't want to interrupt these. Like, let's do your thing. Do your thing.
Galen.
Awesome.
All right, I'm going to move forward a little, and I'm going to shoot the other scout over on the distance, because my range is 150.
Basically, you could have stayed where you were and still
I
shot.
I know, but I wanted to move along.
Okay.
You have to somehow involve fire. We've all been doing it. So you
I haven't used
well,
any fire.
I'm going to fire, all right.
You're
going,
going
to
fire
my
arrow.
Except for the
see,
holy
you've
fire of
arrow.
Lady.
It's like inspiration.
Oh, the holy fire of my rage. Oh, that's delightful.
I'm going to fire my arrow at this bastard. Oop, I said it. I'm sorry.
Ooh,
oh,
that's
said
like
worse,
the worst thing
right?
said
Oop,
here.
She did it again.
Well, I hate plus.
Why did she not roll your d4?
Oh, I did roll the d4. It's not going to help.
No, you don't roll the
you can try. Right? You never know.
Okay, so that makes... Actually, that makes 12 plus...
It's a 1.
12
it's
2. Plus... No, that's
14.
Does
14
hit?
14 will hit.
Ah!
See?
Woo!
If it wasn't for
thank
the
you.
Wanderer's blessing.
God,
thank
God,
you.
Thank
you.
God,
thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Okay. All right.
He brought us here, or he
that's
brought
right.
here.
You wandered down this path. You wandered into their camping site,
and it's 5 points of damage.
5 points of damage. Okay, so it is now Lady Corn.
I shall take a defensive stance, and I shall look at the bushes and at the trees and at the guy with the big helmet with the wings, which would look much better on me, frankly. Thank you very much.
I think we found a figure.
Okay, actually, that is delightful.
That is now Lady Corlin.
And I shall say to them and all and sundry, vile and derisively ridiculous, and I'm running out of terms of derision for you. Red brands, I already have one. Come forth! Cease with this hiding. Come out of the bushes, lest we explode you and all of your kinfolk and whence you came.
Wow!
I think she just like,
then she catches her breath.
Okay, do you want to use an intimidate?
Yeah.
Sure, I'm intimidating.
Sure. That was pretty damn intimidating, especially if they don't know big words like that.
Or wait, she can
she
do...
She should get an advantage
let her
for
do
that.
Intimate, where she implies it.
That's
because it's almost the same word.
She should have gotten an advantage.
That was an unnatural 20 for intimating. Yes.
And you say that. He just drops his bow. I surrender.
Good choice.
I surrender. I don't know what that means, but I don't want that happening to me.
You can intimidate the people. I can intimidate the goblins. Good team.
Okay, so whose turn is it then?
So it is now. Because
we have guys still running.
He's surrendering.
Away.
And this guy is continuing to run away deep into the
he's
forest.
He's on fire.
Run away. Run
away. I doubt he shall be
okay,
a success.
Okay, whose turn is it now?
Okay.
But he's on fire.
It is your turn, Thrain.
I'm not going to kill a runaway.
Go check out these
guy.
People.
I'm going to go check them out.
And he'll probably
okay.
He'll probably die if they're smoking.
You see the mother? She's been poorly treated. Beaten.
Yeah, we know you want.
Can I still see him?
I will take care of him.
If I go this way, can I still see him?
He's a ball of fire, yes.
Yes, but you're going to be at minus two. You're going to be at disadvantage to shoot him through the cover.
Still, I'm going to take a shot.
Double
19! And that's without my bonus. Okay, so that's 24.
She's attacking the burning bush, people.
You pull back your arrow, and you're training through the. You're listening to the noise and the flicker of flame you're occasionally seeing, and you release the arrow.
And he takes 8 points of damage.
Wait, I'll do the cinematic.
And
I want him to skip forward.
As basically, you hit him, and the fire. You just see flunk of fireball, and then you don't hear.
Now we might want to leave before more of the wildlife catches.
I'll put him out.
No,
the
there's a
forest
fire.
Is on fire.
No, it's like
there's a 20-foot section of tree line here burning with black smoke.
We gotta have them. We gotta get them out.
Black smoke that can be seen for miles.
I'm gonna free them
outside
and try
of town.
Okay, well then while they're doing that, I'm gonna loot the body that's over there.
Okay.
The two bodies.
I'm going to check these people out.
Okay. You definitely see they have many bumps, bruises. They've been beaten very badly. These are not good people.
We can hear them back at town.
Someone ties that dude up, I assume.
Okay, yeah. Who's doing anything? Lady Corlin?
Oh, I'll tie him up.
You have
I will
another
loot
pet?
The two dead ones.
He surrenders. He's like...
He's a dude, though.
He's not a pet. He's a prisoner of war. I shall... manned him into the custody of
Sildar
in the town.
So what did the two have on
them? But first we mustn't question him because remember they said they were, we want to get directions.
I think we should question him as we jog out of the forest.
Yes, and head back to the town.
I didn't say we had to question him now.
We loot him too. Hey!
Okay.
He owes them. Whatever they have, we're going to give to them.
I agree.
The stuff that we're taking off of these three right now, they're going to go to the lady.
The widow and her children?
That seems very reasonable.
I'm going to start walking away
from
the forest fire.
Heartless.
Okay, are you ready for what you get?
Yes.
You
get
75 copper pieces, 55 silver pieces, and 15 gold pieces. And that's including if you go off into the burning woods to get off the burning guy.
No.
If you don't get it off the guy, you need to subtract 5 from each.
She's off
it.
No!
Okay. I will.
She's willing to go
live. Hey, I'm going to give it to the lady.
Okay. So you now have rescued her, and she's quite thankful. She's, oh, brave lady, thank you for rushing out of the forest to save me and my children.
Yeah,
we thought we were dead. These brigands promised us to the goblins.
Dear lady, it is no more than any rational human would do in such a case. I did only what the moment called for.
Notice how she dropped that human.
Sobbing. And
people wouldn't do that.
Lord Dwarf, thank you for tending to our wounds and my children. Thank you.
No, it was no...
We have been treated so poorly.
Can I walk away from the forest fire?
You can walk away from the forest fire.
Tilda's going to shake a bag and hit it to her.
Oh, that's nice. Aww.
She kind of opens it up and... Oh, thank you. She just clutches it to her breast and sobs and pulls you in like one of her children and puts your head on her breast and kisses your forehead. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lady.
Okay. Come on already.
We grab these guys and we head back.
We cannot bring your husband back, but we have made your town safer.
Thank you. Thank you. And she just looks at you. Who are you all?
We are an unlikely fellowship here to help.
We're tough!
So that would be the unlikely fellowship.
I'm not one of these guys.
Can we?
Let's go.
Though I love the smell of burning forest, I believe we should go.
Magic, I believe that if you are able, we should run.
We must return this man to Sildar.
We can discuss where we are going
family
to
return him back to our home.
So we head back. On the way, once we're out of the fire, I need to take a short rest.
Okay.
Yes.
So you guys stop to take a short rest?
I'm guessing we could sleep at the end.
After we are outside of the flamey flames.
So you take a short rest.
Come on.
Let us consult the wilderness encounter.
I was going to say, I'm going to get my burning watch because I didn't take any damage.
It's funny that we decided...
Oh, crikey!
Great idea. Taking the short rest. Could have rested back at the inn. But no, let's rest in the forest where bugbears are.
Yeah, I'm back.
Tribes of bugbears.
And they're back.
Tribes of bugbears riding motorcycles.
So you guys are basically heading back on the game path. Yes. And basically taking a rest.
Well, we can't go quickly because of the lady and her kids.
We're dragging a bunch of people.
As quickly as we can move.
Are their legs broken?
No, but
then they get fired.
So here are her and her two children. This is her. She's been demoted to a goblin. Set yourselves up on this trail as a camp. How would you take your short rest?
Since I was walking
ahead. Can we wait till there's a clearing type place? On the side?
Yeah.
Yes, I would definitely like one of
those, redraw the map.
Like one of those rest areas?
Yeah, Jim, redraw the map.
Where promiscuous people go for hookups?
I want ink poisoning instead. Yeah. Spread the Ebola on the map.
I'm going to go to the bathroom. Spread
since the you Ebola. Are a wilderness expert, Thrain, my friend. Show me the place you found.
Show us the promiscuous people.
Promiscuous?
No, don't you dare touch me with those green fingers. Sorry.
It's like a turn off.
Okay.
And there's
once upon a time, there was a forest fire.
There's a boulder here.
Perhaps a sign that says Sultan was here.
Those are boulders.
Oh, there's rocks there, no less.
Well, my goodness, it's... delightful.
And this is thick. This is a
picnic table.
I'm gonna say there's a larger boulder here, so you kind of get like that effect. Yeah. And then this is mostly like
trash cans
that
are bear proof.
That's what
it's
looks like.
It's a bubbly bar.
No, it's like we're up on Mount Lemon.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
For those at home, Mount Lemon, the local forestry area outside of Tucson, Arizona.
Right. We actually have trees there.
It has two M's. L-E-M-M-O-N. If you're doing some Google foo, you can look it up properly that way.
Great spot to beat the heat. And then they have Oktoberfest on that.
And artisans.
Yeah, local artisans.
And occasionally there's snow. Which is a very strange phenomenon.
We have the ski valley. Go ride the ski lift.
The ski lift.
People go and pick up truckfuls of snow to bring it back down to the valley.
It's true.
Yeah. But it's melted when they get home.
No, well, they pack it well enough, yeah. Okay. So, where are the lady and the kids sitting?
Well, where do you guys ask? I'm allowing you guys to set your camp.
Okay.
I'm not a part of this.
You're not taking a short
rest?
I'm
not with these guys.
I'm in the bushes.
Now I'll be part of the short rest.
You want to hide where you want to be seen.
I definitely took part in the short rest.
Let's see them by the rocks, and then I will stand guard in front of them.
And I'm happy to, be sitting.
Where would you like to...
Just sit me on a boulder or near a boulder. I had to do some
Have we discussed who's taking the watches?
Well, we're just resting.
We're just taking a quick rest because they're tired.
Then I would have taken the watch. Because I want to take the watch.
You want to take the watch?
If no one is,
I was guarding.
It's a 10-minute break. We don't really
need
to.
It's a 10-minute break.
Yeah, well, no, for a short rest, it's an hour.
Okay, it's an hour rest.
Okay. So as you guys are taking your rest, I did roll on the random encounter sheet.
Okay. Yeah, and a certain someone fire and stuff probably riled up some of the local inhabitants of the forest, I'm sure.
And hopefully so. What I rolled, I have a miniature for.
Oh my god, what is that?
Did I have what is that? Very large hit dice during our
short rest? You are taking a short rest, so you can roll however many hit dice you would like.
I rolled both my hit dice. I just wanted to make sure I didn't need to like undo the.
I have an idea.
What is your idea? I've never gotten to use my ogre.
I'm going to try to charm him so no one attacks.
Okay.
You're going to charm him. As you guys are finishing up your short rest, I'm assuming you've broken out provisions to feed the woman and her children.
Yes, because I'm sure they're extremely hungry.
Not my provisions.
I use my provisions.
And I would too, because of rustic hospitality requires that not only would I reciprocate whatever hospitality they give me as a common folk hero, but also I would in turn share mine with them.
Indeed.
I like that. I just like the way you said that.
Chipper.
I prefer the term chip ho.
I think this is the one game where I've not tried to get chips because I've just been keeping mine.
Ooh.
And as you're there,
it's watching, your fire that brought this ogre out. You realize that, right?
You see this step through the trees.
Focus.
It was his idea to take a rest in the middle of the forest.
We need that.
We could have gone back and rested at the inn.
Hey, those kids have been through a lot.
Are their legs broken? They can walk.
Torture.
You are
as a ogre.
Well, you know, he's not human. He can't be humane because he's not human.
That's true. He is only an elf. We have to make exceptions.
Oh my god. Yes, those who are far superior often cannot see the ones.
This large axe-wielding ogre steps out into the trail.
I'm going to try to charm
my beach.
You're going to try to
charm him. Totally charm him.
You're going to try to charm him?
The book.
No, I stole your magic book.
But this book is huge.
It's huge.
I'm a shaman.
I love those commercials.
Those were funny.
Yes, Blizzard, make more WoW commercials.
Those are very
famous people.
My mage is huge. I'm a night elf mohawk.
That was the best.
They did some international ones.
It makes a wisdom saving throw. And it makes a wisdom saving.
I wonder how much wisdom an ogre has.
Hopefully not very much.
Again, what's your DC?
What do you mean?
Your
special difficulty.
Oh, I don't know. It's 13.
It might be higher than that.
It says 13.
Yeah, but that's what it was when you were first level.
But I don't know what's in the DC. So.
I'll tell you. Go to your character description of wizard.
Can I get his final number? I'm going to blow up this
D20. Got a wizard.
Is it the brown one?
It's the brown one.
It's so unpredictable. Yeah.
It's supposedly the bad dice.
Yeah.
It rolls
a natural.
It's rolled 20s for me so far.
It's a loose cannon.
It is a loose cannon. It hates me. It loves.
Okay.
Jim.
So it's 13.
13? Okay, you whip out your sleeves and you cast your charm
spell.
It's
wisdom can't be high, hopefully.
He lives in the forest.
A 13 or higher! Woo! It rolled a 3.
Yay! That's not going to be...
And what does the spell do?
Not to go all the way back.
Oh, so complainy.
I am.
So like an elf. Complaining.
If you want, I could have not charmed him.
Alive.
We could have killed him then.
Smacked him about the head and shoulders with Talon.
Well, depending on how vocal he is, he might give us some
says the
information as well.
That's true. Which charm?
It's alphabetical for that.
I know it is. Okay.
It's hard to find C sometimes.
I thought that was G.
Oh, stop.
It regards me as a friendly acquaintance.
Okay.
Hello,
you wave to it, and it kind of gives you this big, groovy smile, and you just...
Do that again!
That's funny.
Well, hello.
I wish you could see this.
I'll pull out like a piece of turkey. Do you want any food?
Oh, he
comes walking over to you.
And all the rest of us are going, how long does this
smell? I smell food.
And it eats the jerky. And he puts his hand out for more.
I'm going to give him something.
He kind of looks at you funny. I mean, this guy he's okay with, but he's like...
I've got food.
Oh, no, they're friends.
Yeah.
They're French.
I'll give them the food.
Dwarf tastes good.
He'll take you your food, and then he'll look at you, and then the food.
I'll look at the rest and say, you know, he is right. Really tasty.
And he just, like, one hand gulps the food wrapping and all, and he kind of smiles at the food.
Sadly, we can't stay long. We're going to have to go, but we can come back later if you want.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Tell him there's more food in the other direction.
Well, tell him where the bodies are.
Yeah, tell him where the bodies
are. If you want.
Oh, that's horrible!
There were some bodies. I'll point to the direction.
Okay.
I will facepalm with
you. No, I'm sure that it's like,
just
one,
so you know,
one D4
this lasts an, this, for that facepalm. So you know, this lasts an hour, but at the end of the hour, it knows I charmed it.
So let's get the hell out of here.
Okay. So,
we'll pick up the pages.
But then he might not be upset that you charmed him. Who knows?
And he kind of is basically, he's just going to wander off the direction the elf told him to go for food.
Okay.
Now, can we leave?
Yes.
I think good.
As an ogre walks through the bushes, and now is your best friend. And all of a sudden, the group
Seriously,
needs to give the
funny.
Elf sure his props here.
Oh, yay.
No,
right.
I'm not fond of this spell.
She's just bitter.
Hey, I'm still hurting over the fact that I actually didn't get any licks in on that damn glass death.
Yeah, well, we weren't aware that you wanted to lick Glassstaff, but...
Though I love...
That's how his staff gets so glassy.
Though I love...
He keeps it quiet.
Though I love our group's...
That's so funny!
Though I love our group's intellectual debates, that is our point where to go. It's not going to last forever. And I'm going to start heading towards town.
Let's get the woman and the women and
okay,
children.
Okay, so I'll give you short
I'm sure
rest.
Carrying
you guys...
one of the children. Yeah. I'm sure that will make
and
them.
And I will as well.
You haven't been tortured. The next time you're tortured,
right.
I promise to carry you.
Okay.
she's going to get herself tortured.
No! Maybe now I can be loved.
I'm going to carry her back.
Aww,
on my shoulders. The dwarves can
shoulders.
Carry a lot.
But she's the same size as
I'm
you.
I'm so tall!
But I'm much good at carrying.
What's great is you're still shorter than all of us.
Well, no, the children think it's funny.
The
children would find it
These silly, silly, unlikely fellowship
the
people.
The unlikely children. What? Of course I'm
okay.
carrying the children.
So
that
guys...
way when the ogre comes back for us, he might be confused. We have two heads.
Is it an Eden?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so you guys basically spend the rest of the day basically marching back.
Yes.
You've gotten back to the town of Phandalin. What do you do?
We go visit Sildar.
Okay,
oh,
do we get any money to
just
take because I'm saving up for armor?
We
actually gave
money.
The last, but you do get... We can spit. You get 10 gold pieces if we sell the statue.
So out of character.
So we would each get 10 gold pieces
we
from that.
Three
and,
other side quests.
You're going to be leveling as soon as you take a nap.
No, I'm just wondering. Okay, I'm just asking. Uh-huh.
And
you,
we each get.
I think we all,
you each get,
or at least I have forgotten of those side
pieces.
Quests.
Eight?
Could you remind
yes.
them? I know there's the one with the banshee,
sure.
the one with the druid.
Thank you.
So,
yeah,
we'll go ahead and as you guys go to town. Basically, everyone in town are cheering when they see you coming back with the widow and her boys.
The Red Brands are gone!
The fires of the Red Brands hideout have pretty much burned themselves out. Just a small bit of white puffs of smoke.
I started the fire!
We have eliminated this nest of ruffians from your midst!
Oddly enough, far, far to the north, there seems to be a column of black smoke that people are wondering about.
Awesome.
The Red Brand started a forest fire.
How many silver pieces are there?
And also,
ten.
As you look towards
so,
a few charred trees are knocked over.
Okay, and the widow is, of course, telling everyone of your heroics. Everyone of, they saved my children. They were going to give us to the goblins.
And then they
Electrum?
Were, one of them was
Electrum's higher than,
yeah.
It's higher than
it's
gold.
It's ten higher.
No,
so ten of the,
no.
One of those equals ten gold.
No, is platinum next?
Oh, yeah, you're
so,
right.
So technically.
Silver, Electrum, gold.
Electrum, no, Electrum is higher than platinum.
Really?
Gold, platinum,
yeah.
Electrum.
Yeah, I don't know why it's like.
Okay. Oh no, you're right. Oh, no, you're right. No, so yeah. Per the chart, so it goes electrum then gold. So it's okay. 10 silver pieces
equal 10 electrum.
At 10 equal 10 yeah. Electrum. Okay.
And how many electrum equal gold?
10.
It's all a division to 10. Okay.
And strangely, one of them was friends with a giant.
Oh yeah, the kids like he the elf has an ogre friend living in the woods, and of course people are like, sure, ogre.
You got
it's been a while since we've seen an ogre come through town and eat people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but the memories are still there.
So what's Sildar's thing?
Sildar is ecstatic.
Oh, that's right. Sildar was going to pay us too.
Uh-huh.
Leave it to the halfling to remember that.
We forget and the hostages, but we remember our payments.
Well, but we need
godlikely fellowship.
Yes.
And by the way, the widow and her children are spreading that name. By the way,
godlikely fellowship.
This isn't gonna go.
We're tough.
Hey,
we're
tough. She's actually pretty wealthy for a widow right now. We give her a lot of money.
That is true.
We voted. You just didn't get to vote because you're an elf.
Hey, giant!
The dwarf got a vote. The halfling got a vote.
Even I voted to give it to
him. I think even the widow got a vote.
The widow got a vote. But she was staring at Flamey Flame, so we didn't need to ask you.
I will be preparing Charm Person again.
Fire. And his charming ogre.
Okay, so yes, Sildar definitely is rewarding you 500 gold pieces for clearing out the Red Brand's area, plus it's the reward for finding his missing friend, who is evil incarnate.
This is 100 gold.
He would have preferred to be able
something
to...
Something tells me somebody should get some armor.
Yes, I believe that would be correct.
And basically, the widow is spreading goodwill for you. Yay. People are cheering for you. You can take a long rest if you'd like. And level 3!
Wait! Everybody, 1, 2, 3.
Ding!
Which
and there is bright golden light.
Oh, it's just like... Everyone starts, IMing us. Congrats on ding.
Do viewers want to listen to our boring level up?
Well, hey, we can record that next if you want. But while you guys are resting, you'll get a slight reminder.
Oh, yes, because we need to remind...
The side quests.
Yeah, the side quests. Thank you.
We have side quests. Well, we had to
get rid of
the Red. I'd like to remind everyone that Gungeon's still waiting for us to rescue him.
Yes, we got to get to the castle.
We also have to find that magic book, and we have to find out where the castle is. Mm-hmm. And there was that gardener.
Yeah, storyteller to remind us.
So while you guys are taking your long rest...
No, he was a gardener.
Of course... Sultan, your dear priestess friend, Gariel, she comes by and thanks you, and basically
she wants another praying session.
She's going to pull you aside and basically offer you to join the Harpers, hearing about all the good things that you have done.
Hells yeah, I'm going to join the Harpers.
Okay, she gives you the little secret pin that Harpers use.
Aww. Is it in the shape of a harp?
It is, but she's doing
what a quinky thing.
Privately, with the elves are in his room privately.
What? And
they're praying.
And then we're going to pray. Yeah.
Because you prayed the hell out of that last prayer.
Prayed the pray out of it.
You prayed the pray, yeah.
And she reminds you that the hair comb she gave you,
yeah,
that she would like you to try to persuade the banshee Agatha the question about that spell book.
Nagatha.
The spell book that belonged to the legendary mage named Bojangles.
Yeah. So
makes me think of
the Harpers are like spies.
They're kind of like spies who are out there for the
loot. You don't generally go around telling people.
Usually you don't brag about that. Yeah.
And they're out there for the little people.
Yeah,
you mean they care about others besides themselves.
I don't have to agree with the whole group's ideology to agree with parts of them.
I see.
That's
actually quite.
All right. Yes.
Like I like the lettuce.
He was quite eloquent.
And the croutons are pretty good. Not big on tomatoes.
And of course,
maybe some baby
Sildar carrots. Pulls Lady Corlin aside. And basically is besides being charmed by your charmingness.
Oh, well, there's a lot of charm. And now they're going to pray.
I think we're going to network, actually.
He is wanting you to join the Lord's Alliance.
Well, this has been one of my most ultimate goals. How could I do anything but accept this very grave honor that you're bestowing
It's
on
great
me?
That we found out about this like 2 games ago.
And you will basically have the honorary title as a cloak within the Lord's Alliance.
I didn't get an honorary title.
You did. We're going back to that. And you, after she leaves and gives you the pin in your room, and everyone's like, ooh, up in the room with the priestess, you have the honorary title of a watcher of the harbors.
So are these like guilds? These are guilds, right?
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
Don't pop me with your your guild.
Not sure what that did. This is going to create some storybooks. All I know is that we prayed.
Lots of praying.
Good things happen.
Is this a level 25 guild? Oh no, they got rid of those.
So
don't be venomous.
Do we get another hit dice at this point?
So
say
I can't
the
believe they're not. Yeah,
if you flip your character sheets over, it should tell you what you'll get at level 3.
Yes, I've already.
I get to prepare a second level spells, and I get 2 of them.
Yes.
I get to choose.
Yes.
Critical. All right.
You want the book?
I have improved critical as well.
I'll need to borrow the book.
Yeah, I want the book.
I'll borrow the pamphlet.
Want the book?
Can I borrow the pamphlet?
Not
with
this
each
one.
Level you gain, you gain one additional hit die and add 1d10 plus 2 to your
these
hit
are the
point
game
max.
Oh, really?
So, yes.
So it's 3d10.
Wait, is it every level?
Yes.
3.
Oh, that's what it says on my sheet.
For your level 3?
Yes.
You get one additional hit dice and you add basically what that hit dice is.
6!
Woo! Whoa, the mage rolled max. Let's everyone send healing powers to Lady Cora
yes,
when
she
rolls
needs
her hit points.
Yes.
I want to have more HP than her. Don't
roll. I roll a 1d10.
Roll a 1 so I can have more hit
don't
points.
Don't point to
please.
Edge
your
plus 1.
You already have so more hit points than me.
No, I don't. You have 3 more than me.
I'm going to take off my glove of
duty. Channel
okay.
Your power to help
lots
her.
Of health.
Lots
of health.
Lots of hit points.
Lots of health. All the
I
hit points.
I love you, little dice, so much. You're a good dice.
Yes!
A 10!
Awesome!
Excellent.
It's making up for last time.
Oh my goodness. Thank goodness.
Oh, I got a 10 too!
And don't forget you should have a
plus two.
Yep.
Oh! So
your constitution
12.
Modifier.
That's still on top of that.
So 12.
That's 24.
Excellent.
I mean, that's
now the salted elf
that's
could only sleep 12. Both
that's
of you.
34.
Oh, I'm a whopping 23. Or I could just charm you guys, but...
True. And don't forget to check on the back. You've got a whole bunch of new abilities that you're picking up.
Or at least one new ability, which is delightful.
I don't care about bard spells.
What is it?
My weapon attacks score a critical hit on a roll of 19 or 20.
Ooh!
And my sneak attack now deals 2d6 instead of 1d6.
I don't know what Crown of Madness is, but I need it.
You just like the name.
Sweet.
I feel like I've been waiting for this my whole life.
Galen, what does your third level?
Oh, why can I roll that?
I get my critical hit is now at 19 as well as 20.
Oh, so both of you got that one.
Yeah.
Blur. Like blur.
If I sell my how much can I sell my existing chainmail for? It's 75, so I'm guessing like half.
I'll buy it back from you for half price because okay. I can that's throw it on the rack of my
42.
Shop there and say, this belonged to that dwarf you heard about.
Brain. Skull crusher.
Thank you.
Because you guys now have a reputation.
Okay, and I will buy split mail.
I will also need to go shopping for new armor.
Ooh,
second.
I want cloud daggers.
And,
daggers.
We can sell our gems, correct? Do we need to haggle with someone for selling them, or can we just go, oh, I sold these?
The price
can...
he gave us is what we were selling.
Yeah, if you want, you can just sell them for that. They would definitely buy things from you guys.
Right.
But, Thrain is shopping, by the way. Darren Edermath, a retired adventurer who lives in a tiny cottage, approaches you. He's the gentleman that would like you guys to go to the Owl Well and look for the orcs that are over there messing with people.
Yes.
He will approach you, Thrain, and offer you membership into the Order of the Gauntlet. It's an order of mostly priests and paladins. They're all about religion, protecting the
Downtrodden. Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Okay.
And from what he's heard about you with the red brands and everything else, he definitely wants you to join the order cheval.
Ooh, I love that.
Their starting rank is called.
Oh, my God.
I got a sexy rank. What?
Apparently oh, my God. I like this.
What?
Speaking what? Of a crown, the Crown of Madness is awesome.
But what level is it?
It's second level. Read it. Read all the goodness of it.
Read all the goodness. Something tells me if he's excited about it, it ain't all that good.
It's not that.
Might be mean, pretty mean and nasty.
Yes. Crown of Madness, a second level enchantment. Casting time is one action, range 120 feet. It's a spoken and component item. Duration is concentration up to a minute.
What is, what is
one human of your choice that you can see within range must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or become charmed by you for the duration. While the target is charmed in this way, a twisted crown of jagged iron appears on its head, and a madness glows in its eyes. The charmed target must use its actions before moving on each turn to make a melee attack against a creature other than itself that you mentally choose. The target can act normally on its turn if you choose no creature or if none are within its reach. On your subsequent turns, you must use the action to maintain control over your target or the spell ends. Also, the target makes a wisdom saving throw at the end of each of its turns. On a success, the spell ends.
I like it.
So it's kind of like a warlock's mind control. Enslaved demon.
Yep.
Okay. But this is a person.
You can buy splint mail if you save up all your money and sell your armor. I can't because I'm not strong enough. Because
you're a loser.
Oh, I think I'll do that.
What's your strength?
My strength is, that's 16.
Okay, yeah, so if you sell your existing armor and convert all that like they were saying, then you buy
it. Like we were saying.
All
right, I'm not going to because I can't afford it. I don't sell my chainmail because I can't wear sprint.
So,
but
I
should definitely.
Can I improve my leather armor?
You can borrow that book back.
All right, so how much would you buy my armor for?
It would be half price.
So the
your famous armor.
My chain.
Stained the with the blood of the lady Van herself. Galen.
The armor that shielded Van Galen.
Oh yeah, trust me, the merchants are going to get their money's worth out of this.
I like
put it up on the
speaking
display.
Of merchants.
I'm not selling my stuff.
At the Miners Exchange, Tilda.
Where's the Miners Exchange?
It's basically
everyone is getting
one of the earlier heirs you came to.
What?
Everyone's getting to join stuff.
I haven't joined anything yet.
Because everyone.
She's got her own
time. Nobody likes me. But that's okay. Because I have a destiny.
At the Miners
Exchange.
I don't
need anybody else.
The woman that you... The woman that you ran into earlier, Hala Thornton, appears to you.
Who?
Remember the one that's part of the certain organization? You guys spoke to her when you first came into town.
The criminal organization.
The Lion Shield?
Well, she approaches you at the bar.
A criminal.
And she's impressed with what you've done. And she wants to speak to you about wealth and power.
Huh.
And
I'm listening.
And she reminds you, I recognize you from when you used to be in town.
Well, she hasn't. She's
and. Think it looks like you've gone up in the world.
Yeah, I grew 2 inches.
My speed is reduced by 10 feet.
Since you wiped out the red brands,
yeah, I'll fly your little lonesome.
Yeah.
I would like to offer you an invitation to the Zentrum.
The what?
You recognize them by reputation. Remember when you saw red factions? Think of them as the Italian mafia.
Okay.
Shouldn't
you just like any mafia? I mean, if you think about it.
Well, these are the type, they want business, not slaughter.
Oh, okay.
Think of Capone. He didn't want people getting killed. He just wanted money.
It's the protect my neighborhood, not in my neighborhood thing.
When do you buy feeds?
You actually can choose to do that instead of getting stat advancement on certain levels.
On fourth. So
yeah.
That's third. That's fourth.
Yeah,
level.
So you can basically, they've tapered down on feats, thankfully.
Yeah, so it's fourth
so
level.
So you can either opt for the, do you want an increase in your stat, or do you want a feat?
That's fourth level. Okay, we don't worry about that.
Okay. So, she offers you membership.
What
she
do
mo-
I get if I join this organization?
You get, to be...
What's in it for me?
You get contacts, as well as you get to be under me in the organization. I can try to provide things for you in the future, as long as you provide information.
It sounds like you're kind of...
You're basically recognizing this is a hell of a step up for me.
Yeah.
You went from being a mook to this is organized crime.
I think I can play ball.
And you're actually really surprised that she's a member. People didn't really think she was bad.
I know, that's why I was like, wait a minute, this is the lady from the shield?
Are you done with that?
I am.
The shield, the blue sheep lion?
Thank you.
No, it's one of the ones you met there.
This person.
Okay.
It's okay.
And she slides you a little brooch pin that looks like a snake's fang. And you are now a fang of the Zentium.
I'm a fang, huh?
You're a fang of the Zentium. Don't tell anyone. She basically...
Tell them what?
She drinks, flips her cup over on the pin, and she basically leaves the bar.
I don't know anything.
I'm gonna watch you.
You're not watching me.
You're too busy upstairs praying.
I'm sliding...
Are we still recording?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I'm not gonna eat potato chips.
I have a question for you.
What's the question?
So I just bought armor that is... 17 armor class.
So ooh. 17 plus 2 is 19.
Right, but I had 17 armor class before. So.
No,
it's
but now
it's calculated, right?
Because
so
you get some dex bonus. In armor.
Yeah. Oh, what's the max dex bonus for split?
Yeah.
Let me check.
We would need Zabu.
1 second. I'm going to put that up. The max dex bonus for split.
All I had to do was choose two spells.
Just to choose two spells.
Dex bonus.
Okay, well, I'm getting studded leather, so that's going to increase my armor class by 1 and still not change any of my dexterity bonuses.
Yep.
So
okay, the max dex bonus for splint is... No, you don't get your dex bonus anymore. It's too bad.
Well, I had a negative dexterity anyway.
Oh, good.
So
just go with it. Yeah.
So, but then it's 17, and I was 17 before,
that
so
doesn't
it doesn't actually
sense.
Doesn't benefit me whatsoever.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
It could be. So, what were you wearing?
Chain.
Chain, which
chain,
was
chain,
16
chain,
plus your shield, which could
chain
make it.
Chain
no.
of mail.
But it just says 17.
Yes, but that includes your shield.
No, that doesn't.
No,
I didn't have a shield.
You didn't have a shield. Okay,
I
you're
didn't
right.
start with a shield.
You're right.
Let me check. I think you may have
that
been
makes
the
no sense.
Uber fighter that gets a bonus to dex because you had a two-handed weapon. It's on your fighter class.
Oh, no, it says right here. When you're wearing armor, you get plus one bonus to AC.
Okay,
so
that's... So yes.
Finish all your calculations and then add additional one. So
okay.
If it's split...
So 20.
Yeah, it's 20. Now,
20, all right, good.
If you get the
shield.
Yeah, because some of the fighter classes actually have AC bonuses from just being a fighter.
Okay, okay.
Even
so I say we go for the Banshee. So
okay.
All we have to do is give her a comb.
I say we pause so I can get potato chips.
Okay, so let's do just a quick skill, quick quest recap. So now that you've taken care of the red brands definitively, you guys have the Banshee's Bargain, which is to go do the Banshee thing.
Yeah, but that leads us to Pragma Castle?
No.
No,
but
yeah,
it's
no,
quick.
No, didn't the Banshee also have to do something with some Thunder Tree? Wait,
no,
I need
no,
that for
no.
a Druid. That's
okay.
a Druid.
Okay. Let me go through the list, okay? We got the Banshee's Bargain that Sultan's dealing with the priestess. Basically, she wants information on the book. We don't know what Sultan's going to ask the Banshee for sure, but she would like him to ask about the book. We have...
How does that help us?
We have seeking out Rydoff the Druid.
Because it's quick. And
he's a longtime friend
off?
of Tilda's aunt,
mm-hmm.
and he knows this area really well and may know Cragmaw Castle or Wave Echo Cave.
This is the cook?
Oh, see. Now that could be helpful.
Echo Cave?
Unfortunately, Wave Echo Cave, remember, that's the place now that you're suspecting the dwarf may have found.
Oh, okay.
An ancient place. And unfortunately, nobody's seen the dwarf lately. They think he's up in Thunder Tree, west of Neverwinter Wood.
Okay, so that's why I... That's why... Because I'm from Thunder Tree.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so
how
the druid
is
in Thunder Tree.
Basically,
it's about
right up there, 50 north.
Miles northwest
and
of Fandale.
How far away is Banshee Quick?
But that's close.
The Banshee's closer.
Yeah, but I thought we needed... But I thought...
You also have the... Sultan wanted you guys to find Cragmaw Castle, but basically
isn't
you need to find directions to where that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, but isn't that where...
the spider is.
No, the dwarf is being held.
And Gundren is being held at Cragmaw Castle.
We think. That's
but
where the goblins that you met said he was sent. He was sent to Cragmaw
Castle.
The
Banshee is very close and gives us XP.
Well, we definitely have
to.
No,
we're going to skip the Banshee.
Have,
of course we're going to see the Banshee.
You also have with the gentleman who's with the Order of the Gauntlet, he wanted you guys to go check out the place known as Old Owl Well, because orcs are apparently messing around with prospectors out there.
So great, we talk to a Banshee, kill some orcs, and go to town.
I'm always up for killing orcs.
Oh, we like to kill the orcses.
Yes, orcs.
I mean, I would say that's racist, but I obviously already know that you two are blatant racists.
I don't know what you're talking
speciest.
About.
Yeah. Speciest.
Okay, and on speciest, that's a good place to end it. Thank you for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.